From Wampa University and the Elkhart The Next Step Redeemery in Wampa, this is Elkhart The Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elkhart, a Priesterly North with the Elkhart The Next Step clergy. And my very special guests this evening on Elkhart The Next Step will be Cookie Furnow, he an overlord with Elkhart The Next Step, as well as Overlord Gloria Grover. And I understand that this was unplanned, almost a surprise for me. And I have, as Phil likes to say, I've been to this rodeo enough times to know this is not all a pleasant visit, is it, Cookie?
No, Ed, I would say it's pleasant. No, it's a pleasant... Now, Gloria has the facts, the information. I know Phil Hendry tried to ask his BPSs.
They're called the BSPs, Cookie.
The BSPs. Did you use a obscenity?
I did, yes.
And it would, when I say obscenity, I shouldn't say obscenity. You, yes, it was an obscenity.
It was not a Christian defamation.
Okay, so you used the F?
Yes, I did use the F, and I had, unfortunately, I had been using some
pills. They were pills, Cookie.
So they were pills, weren't they?
Yes. Are you going to sit over there?
I'm advising Cookie, Ed. Don't make it worse.
I want to just tell everyone, first of all, Ed Elkhart, Dr. Elkhart, is held in very high esteem and high regard in Elkhart The Next Step. We absolutely admire and honor Ed. So the fact that he goes through these levelings, as you know, these elevate and elevate and elevate until finally he becomes a full-bore initiate overlord, which is a period of 3 months. Then he goes into second-level initiate until finally a full overlord. But first, he must be leveled out of some of these destructive states of mind.
All right, and to recap, I used the F word in hanging up on Phil Hendry. I was on pills. You're right, Gloria.
They were opiates.
Okay, they were opiates. I didn't know that this was going to be coming out on the program. Dr. Elkhart, I did tell you.
We advised Jerry to let you know.
Ed, you suffer memory loss when you're on the pills.
Okay.
So we're going to level you, but then we want to tell people about some of the great things that we have in store. I'm Overlord Cookie Furnow. I now level Ed with the grace and the egolessness of Elkhart The Next Step.
Hey now!
How are you feeling?
Well, what do you think?
Ed, don't be a smart...
You had to go smartass on me, didn't you?
I want to say... Oh, God, here he goes.
Doesn't feel too good, does it?
No, Jerry, doesn't feel too good.
What Ed is experiencing there, folks, is what is called lip drag.
It's technically lip drag. It's different from testicular drift, which is something that earth people or non-novitiates can get.
Yes, the testicular drag has been noted in some of the levelings. That is, when one is leveled, you have a difficult time adjusting or shifting in slacks, cargo shorts,
and underwear, male underwear.
Yes, I understand, but...
It's very difficult for you to talk about it, though, isn't it?
It's difficult for me to talk about it. It's more difficult for you to talk.
Good one, Cookie.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, okay, good one, Cookie.
Well, Ed, please don't be insolent. I'll have to level you again.
Well, you know, you're going to level me, but I still have...
He still has lip drag.
Oh, yes, I...
Good Christ.
Please don't take the... Even though you're taking another religion's Lord's name in vain...
I understand that, but Cookie, the man has lip drag.
I got the lip drag.
Yes, all right, you have lip drag, but what am I to do when you're insolent and you're beyond the pew?
Hold on. In Elkhart The Next Step...
I can do it, Gloria.
Don't ever push me away...
Go ahead.
In Elkhart The Next Step, lip drag... It's beyond the pew. In other words, if you level a man, I don't give a shit.
All of this is very beyond the pew. Beyond the pew means that you cannot level a man even though he still suffers from lip drag. Ed, how are you feeling?
I'm better now, but I guess that means you get to level me. God damn me. Why did I even open my mouth?
That had to be done, Ed. It had to be done. Just got to be got.
Yes, Ed.
Well, okay. Here I am. I got lip drag.
Lip drag is the result of leveling, but it is only the result of leveling when the recipient is at a high level in terms of the priestly ascension.
Ed Elcott is what a cookie is a 10. I'm saying Overlord Furnow. I say cookie because we're familiar with each other in the Overlord Lounge.
Yes, when we are relaxing together, and when I say relaxing, I do not have any relationship with Overlord Gloria beyond the professional. You are...
I am relaxant with Dr. Elcott.
It's good. And to me, it's a great honor.
Well, we'll talk to you in a minute, Ed. First of all, you don't sound all that strong when you still have lip drag. Secondly, two overlords are talking. You don't get to join that conversation. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
You were saying?
I was saying, Cookie, that yes, I am relaxant with Ed, which is for those of you who are Earth people, who are non-initiates, those of you who are still stumbling and fumbling across the crust of the landscape that are Earth, we call relaxant, that is, when we are in a I think you call it in a relationship.
Well, you know they call it a... Laurie wasn't Gloria, I mean...
You called me Loria. You called me...
There's only one area in which an overlord may be exacted. That is, his core can be twisted, and that's when you mispronounce or misstate another overlord's name. And we always precede the core twisting with the words, "You fucked up."
Wow!
All right, are you okay?
Yes, I'm all right.
You'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, that when the core is twisted after a faux pas or breach, the only noticeable effect it has on an overlord is his voice cracks a full register, something that happens to humans when their throat's a little dry.
Yes, it only happens to an overlord when he has the core twisted, because I got Gloria's name wrong, and by example, I used the name Loria.
That's correct.
Ed, how are you?
I'm fine, and I also welcome the education that these two great overlords are giving our listening audience here this evening as to the particulars of Elcott the Next Step, from the leveling of a priesterly to the core twisting of an overlord who misstates the name of another overlord. And that comes in the aftermath of what is called a breach or beyond the pew overlord level.
And when Ed went beyond the pew, what happens to Ed, now that he is at a high level, he only suffers lip drag as opposed to many of the other ill effects you'd had of levelings.
I've been leveled through a very fair process. I've been leveled a number of times. The early levelings, I lost consciousness. I couldn't feel my extremities. I devolved mentally to the level of an ape for about 30 seconds. I hopped around the room like a chimpanzee, wouldn't you say?
Well, I don't know, Ed, but yes, I've seen other priesterlies.
I've seen it happen. I saw you, Ed. You leapt about the room, scratching your armpit.
And so it goes. And then finally, these most recent levelings that are coming at a point just ahead, we hope, of me achieving overlord status.
You know, you're talking too much, Ed. You're talking too much.
Are you trying to tell me...
Ed, just say it and get out. Don't keep going on and on.
Well, how am I going to tell people?
You can tell people about what's going on, Ed. We want you to do that. But we want you to do it in as
economical a manner, Ed.
You know, Gloria, okay, I understand. I think it's fair for you to say.
Don't do it, Ed, whatever you're thinking of doing.
No, I just fair for you to say that just 24 hours ago, I had you on your hands and knees. You were grunting like a hyena.
I didn't understand.
I think, did you say that she was grunting like a... 24 hours ago?
Uh-huh.
24 hours ago, you had her on her hands and knees, and she was grunting like a farm animal.
Oh! Oh, Ed, you didn't.
Yes, I did, I said that. Because you call her high and lighty like you started yourself.
Ed, you realize if you get a leveling, continue, you'll never get out of lip drag.
Okay, I'm sorry, God, you know.
Well, why would you say something like that?
Because of the fact that you learned it. I know you're overlords, but does that mean you learned it already? Oh, great. Now I've got an overlord laugh at me.
Cookie, don't do it.
I can't help it. That's the funniest thing I've heard.
This is going to cut the next step, and I'm giving my life to it.
We'll be right back. This is Gloria Grover. We'll be right back.
For transcripts of today's program, write to Wampaw University, Elcott The Next Step, Wampaw, New York. All rights reserved. Elcott The Next Step can be coming to your town. Send away for your own planning brochure. Plan the next Elcott hookup in your town. Yes, you can start at Elcott The Next Step chapter and hear an address from Dr. Ed Elcott himself, a great-great-grandson of the founder of Elcott The Next Step, Hevner Elcott. Also, overlords such as Cookie Furnow, Gloria Grover, and Casper Berger can be your special guests. Sign up today for another Elcott The Next Step meetup. Just send away to Elcott The Next Step, hookup brochure, Wampaw, New York.
Thank you, and welcome back here to Elcott The Next Step. I'm Gloria Grover, an overlord in Elcott. With me is Cookie Furnow. We've had to level Dr. Elcott, which is something that anyone who is interested in Elcott The Next Step should be prepared for, correct, Cookie?
Yes, you have to understand that a leveling can happen at any time. It's not permanent, but it can be a short-term damaging of the neurological systems. What we're trying to do is teach the Elcott novitiate, initiate, priesterly, and even at the overlord level when we do the core twist, we're trying to teach all of us to be egoless, to lose our sense that we're all important, and to remember to have respect for others as well as ourselves, and to never misstate any of the precepts or any of the ethics or cognitive terms of Elcott The Next Step.
Thank you very much, Cookie. Ed, how are you?
I'm much better. And forgive me, but one of the things that comes from a leveling is you do lose what we call the lid.
It's a lid or a governor.
You lose the lid or governor, so you begin to speak extemporaneously, and sometimes you say things that you shouldn't say. But Gloria, it is true that you and I are relaxant, and I honor each and every moment that I spend in your very educational and pure, essential essence.
Good. Yes, that's good.
Does that go over?
Yeah.
Okay, we always process what you say, Ed, or what anyone says to an Elcott The Next Step. You almost said elf.
That's a core twist, but then also Ed gets leveled.
Oh, come on. Why do I get a core twist?
Because you said you called elf. You were going to say elf. You called an overlord an elf. No, I didn't.
You fucked up.
Yikes!
And now for you, Ed.
Hi. Okay, so you don't have no lit drag, do you?
I don't have no what?
You don't have lit drag.
I understand what you're saying, Ed. I'm being a smartass, and I shouldn't. This is Overlord Cookie Furnow, and with me is Overlord Gloria Grover. And tonight we are visiting with Dr. Ed Elcott because we want to demonstrate to people that Dr. Elcott is well on his way to Overlord status.
He is, Dr. Elcott, and I know that you're still suffering the effects of lip drag from the last leveling, but how do you feel? You're just months away.
Well, I hope and pray that I am not too far away. I know it's going to be several months. I feel good. I feel good. I feel like, you know, Well, I don't want to talk too much.
No, don't talk too much, because there's another leveling in it for you.
Yes, we want to know what you feel, Ed. We really do. But then when you start talking,
we get bored.
We do. We get bored with just the going on and on, you know?
Yeah, okay. It's...
Don't be resentful.
I'm not resentful. I swear to Almighty God, I'm not.
You swear to Almighty God? Well, what does that mean, Ed?
Okay. I messed it up. I'm sorry.
And what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is the lip drag will last for a few more seconds. Why don't you start reciting the ABCs, Ed, so people can hear you come out of lip drag?
Okay, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. There we are.
So I've just come out of lip drag, and grateful. I'm eternally grateful for the association that I've had these many years with Elcott the Next Step, and within the next few months, I will be an overlord.
One of the wonderful benefits of being an overlord is you lose all ego. Everything you do for the benefit of others, and you do for the benefit of the earth. And everything around you. That's why Ed knows, and Cookie and all overlords know this intimately, but Ed knows that we don't use any underarm deodorant, we don't use any hygienic products at all, we don't bathe, and yet we remain pure because once a week we take a good vigorous vinegar bath.
That is correct. Under the vinegar bath, ladies and gentlemen, we use it diluted with water, vinegar, and the women sometimes use urine for their hair. It's a gypsy technique.
Yes.
And I understand that, and that is something that I know that when I become an overlord, I won't care how I smell.
No, you won't. You won't at all. Do you care how I smell now?
I mean...
Well, Ed, you have intimate relations with me, and now you're telling me...
Well, we already know what you were going to say, because...
I know you've got your finger on the leveling button, so what can I do?
We want you to be honest, and I won't level you.
Okay, Gloria, having relations with you is difficult because...
Because I stink.
Yes, there's a stink.
Okay.
Oh, what the...
Well, I told you I wouldn't level you so that you would feel free to go ahead and say what you want to say. Of course I'm going to level you.
God, well, why would you do that?
Ed, don't make it worse, Ed.
Why would you do that?
I had to get the truth from you, Ed. Is having relations with Gloria disgusting or not?
Well, not even though, yeah, she stinks like a cow. It smells like a cow shed.
Well, that's understandable, Ed. I don't use any kind of deodorant, no soap, no nothing. Why? Why is that, Ed?
Because we're not supposed to have ego.
No, not because we're not supposed to have ego, because we have no ego. And yet there you are, misunderstanding.
Okay, you don't have ego about it. Why are you offended?
She's not offended. I am.
What? You don't have no ego.
You're not offending me. Okay, so my ego is not even involved in this.
What?
Oh. I am simply seeing the overstep. I'm seeing you go beyond the pew and impugning, not impugning, but impugning, as in P-U, another overlord, which we cannot have. Now you're arguing with me.
Sit out and you're gonna, oh shit. Now,
and you said a dirty word.
Oh, man.
Okay, Ed, that's the last leveling, Ed. Go ahead. You can take over the show now.
Oh, great. Okay, so I took over the show, and this is the way I sound. I'm going to sound this way.
Ha, shit. Do you want me to, Dr. Elcott?
You might as well.
This is Elcott the Next Step. I'm Jerry, and I hope you've enjoyed the show.
And I'm Cookie. I'm Overlord Cookie for now.
And I'm Overlord Gloria Grover. Join us again for another fascinating journey delving deep into Elcott, the Next Step.
What's the problem?
Well, the show's not over yet. It's still...
Well, the show's not over. I suppose I could...
Why don't you do your version of... You want to go...
Oh, yes, I wrote a version using the very lovely Friends theme. You want to go where everyone dresses the same. You want to know where everyone knows its name.
That is a wonderful... Thank you very much, Cookie. That's a wonderful rendering of the Friends theme as it pertains to Elcott the Next Step. So you want to go where everyone dresses the same. That would be Elcott Redeemery, where all of the overlords wear an ochre-colored long robe, a flowing gown, a flowing ochre-colored robe, and where everyone knows its name. That is the principle of Elcott the Next Step, egolessness. That is what its name is. And so we tell you, everyone knows its name. Ed?
Well, okay, because I got load.
Ed, quit with your problems. You'll never make Overlord.
You told me to...
Ed, you're arguing, you're showing ego, you're blowing it.
Elcott the Next Step, from Wampaw University, a presentation of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Thank you very much.